enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Robin Sander from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Sandra.
We're going to talk about cranberries today.
Ooh, fun.
We got a question from a listener. Does eating dried cranberries help prevent bladder infections?
That's a good question.
From Lori in Wilcox.
Oh, hello, Lori. Thank you for the question. I have the same, well, not exactly the same question, but I just wondered about the health benefits of dried cranberries compared to regular raw cranberries, I guess you'd say, right?
Yeah.
Because it seems that that's more common, I think, people eating the dried cranberries. They're like raisins. They're like red raisins, essentially, but using them the same way and baking with them and that sort of thing. You don't see people eating raw cranberries, well, I don't anyway, very often.
And why is that?
I guess they're just really sour.
Yeah.
Ironically, we've been eating them a lot lately in our cereal, and I really like them, but they're mixed with our other berries, which are sweet. So maybe the combination makes them tolerable, but they've got a unique flavor, I guess. So maybe it's not to everyone's taste.
Yeah, well, partly it's because of this question, and I've been doing a deep dive into the research in cranberries, and I know they use cranberry pills for some residents in long-term care, people that are more
prone
to have recurrent urinary tract infections, or UTIs is the short form.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. The Cochrane Systemic Review, which is like the highest level of evidence, does show promising health benefits of cranberries, but that's different than the dried cranberries. So the dried cranberries is you lose a lot of the health benefits. And because they're so tart, they have added sugars.
Right. Like we've discussed that before about dried fruit. They're a lot more concentrated, right? So you're not getting the same benefits as eating the raw fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually like what we're doing with the frozen cranberries and mixing them with blueberries in our oatmeal in the morning, like having, you know, basically putting them in the microwave so that they
aren't frozen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good and there's no added sugar.
They kind of remind me of rhubarb. They've got that same really tart flavor to them. But like I said, like a mouthful of them on their own, not so great. But when they're in combination with other stuff, and that's how rhubarb is too. It's often, you know, you make a crumble or a pie and it's often strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah.
I think they probably add something sweetened to balance it out, right?
Right. Well, it used to be thought that because of the acidic nature and the tart nature, that was helping to prevent the UTIs and helping with bladder infections. But it's actually the fact that the skins of the cranberry has this anti-adhesive factor, especially E. coli bacteria cannot adhere to the urinary tract, the walls.
Oh, interesting.
So it's too slippery. Like the cranberry actually makes the urinary tract walls more slippery so the bacteria can't adhere to it.
So, can you go pee faster?
Very funny. So yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That sure is. Wow.
Yeah, it's the urinary tract, the bladder. And so it could be preventative by having some sort of cranberry product, like frozen cranberries are awesome. Or I guess most people have cranberry sauce at holidays, like in the Thanksgiving meals or at Christmas or
and Easter. How close to raw cranberries is that? Because that seems like it's maybe a little bit processed.
Right, like more jam, like.
Yeah, like is it full of sugar?
Well, that's the thing. Like those are more, they have more sugar and the juice has way more added sugar.
Mm.
So the tablets are okay, but frozen cranberries, if you can tolerate the flavor, maybe mixing with other berries, that would be a good way to get those cranberries in because they are loaded with nutrition. So the skins of the cranberry have three A's. So they're antioxidant. So okay. A really high level of a polyphenol, and it has the acidification, so another A there, and the anti-adhesive factor, so that it's called a proanthocyanin, and that helps reduce the E. coli bacteria from sticking to the walls of the urethra and the urinary tract. So it really helps reduce the risk, and it's a really common issue for older women. It's like 30 times more common than men.
Oh, really?
And also in pregnant women, that's another area where it happens a lot. So this is, you know, it could be just half a cup to a cup of cranberry juice a day can help prevent UTIs. And that's a way to get more fluids in too, because a lot of times the underlying reason is that they're mildly dehydrated, just not drinking enough fluids. So drinking more water and, you know, more fluids through the day, and also getting a little bit of cranberry, some sort of cranberry in the diet. So it could be cranberry juice, it could be frozen cranberries, or it could be the cranberry pill in it, like a supplement form.
Right. But not like the raisin kind of cranberry.
Yeah, that one isn't really going to do much.
It's like the candied version.
Yeah, it's just, it's not a...
Yeah, it doesn't have the same benefits that the raw versions will have.
Exactly.
So question about juice. There's a lot of different cranberry type juices, and I'm sure there's some that don't have any cranberries in them at all. They're like a cranberry drink or something probably. And so I'm guessing we want to find one that's pure cranberry.
Yeah, the one that has cranberry would be preferable. It's not like the cranberry...
drink is like the kid's version of it.
Yeah, cranberry cocktail is just kind of a sweetened...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And it's not going to have the same benefit as cranberry juice.
Okay, so it will say cranberry juice on the label, like mm-hmm. on the product will be called cranberry juice.
Yeah, and look okay. at like the sugar in it, right? If they have lots of added sugar, then it's one of those blends that is more like a drink.
Yeah, and read the ingredients too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are the sugar words again? Os, they end with os.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, cranberries are really amazing. They can be good for reducing the risk of urinary tract infections and bladder infections. And also there's some research to show that they help reduce the H. pylori bacteria, which can be a problem for ulcers and can reduce risk of stomach cancer, and also help with heart disease by affecting the cholesterol levels. So reducing the lousy cholesterol, the LDLs, increasing the good cholesterol, the HDLs. It can help reduce the levels of homocysteine, which is a factor in our blood that relates to inflammation and can contribute to inflammation, like systemic inflammation in the body. And it also can help reduce blood pressure. So despite this sharp and sour taste, it's probably a good idea to try to include some form of cranberry in your week as one of the berries. Remember we talk about trying to have berries at least twice a week?
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a high level of vitamin C, which is a great antioxidant, vitamin E, vitamin K for blood clotting. And it's the main fruit source of quercetin, which is an antioxidant polyphenol that's really important for helping with mopping up those free radicals. So the proanthocyanin, as I mentioned, gives it that it's a tannin, and that's the sour taste, but that's what actually helps prevent the UTIs.
Oh, interesting.
And that's a bioactive plant compound. So this is a really good way to help prevent urinary tract infections caused by like E. coli bacteria, especially for women that have recurrent UTIs. And it's not based on, people thought it was the acidic nature of cranberries, as I mentioned earlier, but it's more because it reduces the bacteria from attaching to the lining of the bladder and the urinary tract, was such a cool thing. I remember learning that in internship years ago. And a preceptor said, and it's not drinking cranberry cocktail, it's the juice.
Yeah.
That stuck in my mind. And actually eating the berries, just like any other, you know, you drink the juice or you eat the fruit, it's better to eat the fruit. So if you can get more cranberries in your diet through the week somehow, that would be a good thing. And dried cranberries are not the same thing. So it's just not a good substitute for frozen cranberries.
There we go. There's your little nugget for the day. That's so interesting. Like the amount of power that one little berry has, you know, to transform the functioning of our body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nature's so amazing. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And I, as I think I said before, like bottom line, most people do need to drink more fluids overall. So that's, if someone's getting a recurrent UTI, it might be indicative of not enough fluids, like not drinking enough fluids. And if this is recurring, then maybe incorporating the cranberries somehow, either in, you know, half a cup of juice, or getting some frozen cranberries in more often.
Mm-hmm.
And that will really just help. You know, it's interesting. Cranberries are grown in boggy conditions, like underwater.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, because there's a big cranberry farm, not totally close to where we live, but somewhere where we go through the Fraser Valley in British Columbia. And it's so interesting, just like the, what it looks like, the red.
Yeah, the, it's red, like red fields. Red ground. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, they're neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, try them out. They're, like I said, we've just started eating them again on a fairly regular basis. And they are good if you mix them with the right things. So
there's one other thing. People think that you can't have cranberries because they're high in oxalates. And you shouldn't have foods that are high in oxalates when you have kidney stones or recurrent kidney stones. But actually, you can incorporate some kidneys in the diet and...
Some cranberries.
Sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to eat your kidneys.
Kidney beans, no. Yeah, it can be one of the berries that you include, and you could include a little bit of the juice to help prevent the urinary tract infections and bladder infections, and it won't significantly increase your oxalate load. With the amount of vitamin C in cranberry juice and in cranberries, is actually helpful to help prevent kidney stones. So I know a lot of people kind of look at a list of oxalates and they just avoid everything on the list, and cranberries has some oxalates, but it's more beneficial to include them on a, you know, through the week than to exclude them. So I hope we answered the question from Lori. Does eating dried cranberries help prevent bladder infections?
Yeah, that sounded pretty straightforward, but I think it's a good reminder to avoid the juice, avoid the sort of the candied version of the dried fruit. It's not the same as the raw.
I wouldn't say avoid the juice. If you're prone to...
Sorry, I mean the not the juice, the...
Drink?
The drink.
Like the cocktail. Yeah.
Sorry.
And more of the pure cranberry.
Yeah, and the real juice.
That actually has some cranberry in it. Yeah, and definitely drinking more fluid would be helpful too.
There you go. Well, thanks for joining us today. Have you signed up for our newsletter yet? That's something we've...
I have.
You have, yeah. Sandra's getting the newsletter. She's very excited about it. She gets it in her email and she jumps up and down. It's like, hey. Yeah, it's something we've just started. It's a good little tidbit of information that we're shooting out once a week, just giving people updates on what we're doing, what's coming up, some downloadable things once in a while. So that's something to look for. It'll be on our website. There's a sign up button on the bottom of most pages on the website, I believe. So go check that out. Sign up. See if you like it. If you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. It's no commitment. We're not going to hunt you down or anything. You can also check us out on Instagram, our YouTube, and our Facebook pages. We've got stuff happening there on a fairly regular basis. If you feel like reaching out to us, you can do so on those platforms, but you can also email us like Lori did with her question today. Our email address is mywifetherd@gmail.com. And our website address is mywifethedietitian.com. And don't forget to rate and review the show. That always helps keep things moving forward here. We really appreciate any feedback you can give us. We just like hearing your thoughts, making sure we're on the right track. And it also helps other people find the show and get an idea if it's something they want to subscribe to as well.
Yeah, and it helps us inform our nutrition nuggets and other episodes. So like today's with the cranberry, that was a great question and something that other people have asked me to in my in groups and in long-term care work too. So this is awesome. And we really appreciate you spending the time with us in your ear, wherever you're listening. And we look forward to the next episode.
Exactly. That will be out next Monday. And we will have something awesome for you then as well. So until then, have a great week, everyone. We will talk to you again on Monday. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife, the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.